Dr. Lynn Ransom, a professional musician and choir conductor, learned she had breast cancer in 2005. While in treatment and during her recovery, Lynn wrote and performed songs about her illness. She was free from cancer for a decade until the disease returned, spreading to her bones and liver. And Lynn wrote more songs. More than a few of her songs relate to the natural world. Lynn has described nature as a healing force,
one she can draw on, whether climbing steep, bald-pate mountain trails
or sitting on her deck at sunset, watching the silhouetted birds and the sparkling fireflies, breathing in the subtle shifts in the scented air as dusk falls. Nature brings me back to myself. It's a letting go of other things in my life. When I'm in nature, I feel the essence of myself, the simplest form of Lynn that there is, the best part. There's something that says, ah, I'm home again. Home is, as Robert Frost put it, something you somehow haven't to deserve. You don't have to prove yourself other than what you are at that moment. Home accepts you as you are, here and now. Come home, bringing your fears and frustrations, your grief and your anger. Home will not judge you. Home will not turn you away until you transform yourself into a someone better. Home is always here for us in nature. Shaped by our civilized, industrialized culture, it's easy for us modern humans to think of nature as a place apart from us. But in the words of poet Gary Snyder, it has always been part of basic human experience to live in a culture of wilderness. Nature is not a place to visit. It is home. Nature is indifferent to us, to our hopes and dreams, our failings and inadequacies, our sorrow and pain. And embraced by that indifference, we can give our essential, best self unconditionally. As William Wordsworth wrote, "Nature never did betray the heart that loved her." One of Lynn's most cherished natural phenomena is the scent of the sun beating down on white pines, a fragrance that emanates from the tree, but not from any discernible part of it, not from the needles or the bark or the sap, but from the essence of the tree. Home is like that. Home is not a place, but a feeling that emerges from our being in it. Under the sheltering roof made of bird flight, you can find comfort. Surrounded by protective walls made of sun shadows, you can find strength. Looking out from windows made of wildflower perfume, you can find sweetness. No matter which direction you're heading, when you're in nature, you are homeward bound.
We'd like to share a few lines from Lynn Ransom's song, Homeward Bound. There's a special place that no one else knows, a sacred space where no one else goes, way back in the woods by the sometime stream. That's where I go to sing my songs and dream. Away, 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 that's where my heart can dream. There's a silken breeze flowing through the field. The pine perfume lets my heart yield. To the beauty of the land, time and time again, that's where I go to drink the air and love the land. Again, 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 that's where I love the land. Homeward bound, the land can bring me home again. Homeward bound, it brings me back to me. Homeward bound, that land can bring me home again. Homeward bound, it brings me back to me.